Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
The Gray Man is an action thriller on Netflix, starring Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. Apparently, it's the most expensive film made by Netflix up to now.
The Russo brothers take a break from making Avengers movies to make this Netflix spy thriller, but they don't take a break from over-the-top action.
Starts out in a Florida state prison where a young inmate who killed his father is recruited by a CIA agent wanting him to be one of their killers. The next scene is 18 years later in Bangkok. I've never seen Gosling, who plays the young inmate who's now a CIA agent, in so serious a role. And he's good. He's believable as a killer.
Gosling's extraordinarily talented clandestine CIA agent flees for his life when he's double-crossed and he's pursued by an ethically bankrupt assassin played with scenery-chewing glee by Chris Evans.
There are a lot of action scenes full of gunfire, explosions. You can't trust anyone, so there's danger everywhere. But I began to wonder how many more fight scenes were necessary. It began to feel like overkill.
True. The Gray Man is evolving and the action sequences are mostly well staged, but it just doesn't know when to quit.
And it was hard to know what everyone's agenda was. Everyone seemed to have a dart, a gun, a knife, and a different agenda. So that was the downside to this film for me. But I hear there's going to be a sequel.
The bottom line is the Gray Man is a James Bond wannabe that requires way too much suspension of disbelief. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.